You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Russia is now officially offering safe haven for people trying to escape the anti-human agenda of modern-day liberalism. Foreign nationals are now able to apply for temporary residence in Russia based on the rejection of their country's policies, such as the destructive neoliberal ideals, which run counter to traditional Russian spiritual and moral values. Under this new immigration option, certain requirements will be waived. Applicants will not have to prove knowledge of the Russian language, its history, or its laws. The Russian Foreign Ministry has been instructed to start issuing three-month visas to such applicants as early as next month. In a recent interview with American journalist Charles Bausman in Moscow, it was discussed how many Russian Orthodox Christians believe an exodus to Russia is prophecy.
How did it turn out that this country, Russia, controls this enormous landmass, yeah? But it's only about 140 million people, and it's definitely not enough. You need like a billion people, really, to fill this large of a country, and it has the resources to support that kind of a population. And one of the things that some Christians say is, well, this is actually God's will, that he left this giant country relatively empty, with the idea that it would then be filled by people from all over the world who would come here and seek protection from the craziness that's happening, that seems to be taking over the West.
Tucker Carlson recently asked Russian philosopher Alexander Dugin why he thinks the West is on the road to ruin.
I think that everything started with individualism. When you identify individualism with the man, with the human nature, you cut all the relations to everything else. So individual, it was the key and is still key concept that was put in the center of liberal ideology. And after the fall of the Soviet Union, there was only liberalism. There were only two collective identities to liberate from, liberation from gender, and that has led to transgenders, to LGBT, and new form of sexual individualism. So sex is something optional. And the last step that is not yet totally made is liberation from human identity, humanity optional. So you can choose your individual identity to be human, not to be human, and that has a name, transhumanism, posthumanism, to have the possibility to choose to be or not to be human. So classical liberalism was in favor of democracy, democracy understood as the power of majority, of consensus, of individual freedom that should be combined somehow with the freedom of other. And now we have totally the next station already, next phase, new liberalism. Now you are invited to liberate yourself from individuality. It is your duty to be progressive. It is prescription. So liberalism fought during its history against any kind of prescription. And now either be progressive liberal or you are done.
How do you explain this phenomenon I have noticed where for over 70 years, a group of people in the West and the United States, liberals, effectively defended the Soviet system and Stalinism, and many personally participated in Stalinism. But in the year 2000, leadership of this country changed and Russia became their main enemy. Why the change?
I think that they have discovered, they have identified in Putin precisely what Putin is. So he is a kind of leader, political leader, defending traditional values. This hatred is not just casual, something casual or some mood. It is not.
It's not casual. It's very serious.
So it's metaphysical.
Progressivism is the antithesis of traditional human values. The further one progresses on that path, the less human they become. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Share that video at band.vidinfowars.com. Russia becomes safe haven for traditional family values. nitric boost, turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. I'm taking your calls here on American Journal. We have some more videos to go to if we want. I guess we'll, I don't know. I mean, is it even worth it to listen to these people? Like, they just lie. I don't know. We can watch them if we want, but we'll go out to phone calls for now. Let's go to Jake in Ohio. You want to talk about RFK Jr. Go ahead, Jake. You're on the air.
Yeah, so RFK Jr. married into the Hines family. Well, so did John Kerry. And that's a big deal, man. Like, I don't know how close the married in the, you know, the two women that they married. I don't know how close in the family they're related. But, you know, if they're pretty close, that's got to make for some interesting Thanksgiving dinners. And then if you have a little more time, I would love to talk about Frankism for a second, man, because it's where those kids are going.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Frankism is a religion that is just astonishingly disgusting. They child sacrifice, they child rape. The founder of the Frankist religion, his daughter became the Unholy Mary. All right, a Supreme Court justice had a picture of her, of the Unholy Mary, on his desk. His name was Louis Brandeis, admitted Frankist, that were related also to Dante Alighieri. Now, I haven't read the Divine Comedy yet, but I had the book, and in it, I guess he goes real, like, easy on Jewish people in there, which is kind of crazy because, you know, they blamed, you know, the Jewish people for the death of Jesus. You know, so why would a Catholic monk go real easy on them in their afterlife? Like, it makes no sense. But there's just so much to it, man. I could go on for days. But, yeah.
Well, so what do you think the threat is from Frankism?
Well, the Frankists, I forgot one thing. They say that they will inherit the earth through deception. So does the Mossad. They say make war by deception.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and you know, all the lying, all the deception, all the kids missing, it's all Frankism.
Interesting.
I mean, people need to get on this because these people are the enemy. They are the enemy. Well, and they've infiltrated every religion. They act just like Muslim, Christian, everything. They're embedded so deep. Dude, and I kind of think that the Zionist Jews actually killed the non-Zionist Jews over in Russia and Poland and all that area. Like they had Hitler do that. You know, they let the Zionists escape to colonize the Holy Land. And there's a book called The Invention of Israel, man, by Shlomo Sands. If that guy is still alive, man, you guys need to get him on air, man, because he's amazing.
The Invention of Israel. Yeah.
The Land of Israel.
Yeah, it all gets
It's crazy because everything's just so interconnected, man. Everything.
Yeah, so unless I'm wrong, Sabbatai Zevi, he was like a self-proclaimed Messiah, right? He was trying to, like...
Well, it's actually a little older than that.
Okay.
Because Zebedee Zevi was like in the early 1800s and stuff. Jacob Frank goes back, and the ADL was created to defend Leo Frank, which was a descendant of Jacob Frank, and they're child raping, and it was actually to cover up a murder of a little Catholic girl, man. It is mind-blowing, dude. Hmm.
Yeah, I need to read up
people
on it.
People got to get on this, man. These people are the enemy. They are it.
So I'm just looking around what Wikipedia is saying about it under Frankism. Frankism is a Sabbatean, a religious movement of the 18th and 19th century created in Podolia, named after its founder, Jacob Frank. Frank completely rejected Jewish norms, preaching to his followers that they were obligated to transgress moral boundaries. At its height, Frankism claimed perhaps 50,000 followers, primarily Jews living in the Polish-Lithuania Commonwealth. Frankists believe in Sabbatai Zevi, undeniably the second most famous of all self-proclaimed messiahs in Jewish history. He believed in transgressing Jewish commandments in order to elevate the divine sparks constrained by them, and he himself actually performed actions that violated traditional Jewish prohibitions, such as eating food forbidden by the kashrut, the Jewish dietary laws, practicing ritual incest, and celebrating prescribed fast days as feast days. He eventually opted to convert to Islam rather than face execution for claiming to be the Messiah. Eventually, after Zevi's death, a number of branches of Sabbateanism evolved that disagreed amongst themselves over which aspects of traditional Judaism should be preserved and which should be discarded. Jacob Frank claimed to be a reincarnation of Sabbatai Zevi and followed and extended his practice of transgression. Father-daughter incest was commonly practiced by his followers, and orgies featured prominently in ritual. Frank claimed that all laws and teachings will fall, followed by antinomianism, asserted that the most important obligation of mankind was the transgression of every boundary. Well, it certainly sounds like a modern leftist. Sabbatean leader Jacob Frank stood at the head of Frankism. He regarded his followers as soldiers and were all members of a company for the purpose of building a Frankist army, which was to secure Frank's rule over a Frankist country. Yeah, sounds a little bit like the Jesuits, honestly. Yeah. No, it is interesting, and you're right about the anti-Zionist faction being destroyed by the Zionist faction. It's a little bit more complicated than that, but it has.
Yeah, for sure.
It has to do with the Ashkenazi versus Sephardic Jews, and the Sephardic Jews in Europe were basically European. It basically, joined the European.
But they had the Zionist and then the anti-Zionist, and I don't know the difference between Ashkenazi and whatever, but I just dove into this, so I'm pretty new to this, but the Zionists, it seems like they all got to go to the Holy Land, and all the others died.
Yeah, well, or they were just disempowered. Basically, you had, so there were Sephardic Jews in Spain and France and like all over Europe. I mean, this goes back to like Napoleon had a meeting of the Sanhedrin. He like brought together a bunch of the Jewish leaders, 70 of them, to decide whether Jews would be treated as a separate nation within France or whether they would be treated as full-fledged French citizens. And they went with full-fledged French citizens. And Theodore Herzl, who was the leader of modern Zionism, he was sort of just like a Jewish nationalist, and he wanted a homeland for the Jewish people, and he didn't really care where that was. He just thought they needed a place of their own. So like when the first Zionist conclave happened in the 1800s in Europe, there were lots of different options. It was Madagascar. They looked at Palestine. They looked at a couple other places for potential homelands, including what was former Khazaria in Ukraine. And Theodore Herzl was kind of fine with any of it. He was just like, whatever, we just need a place. But the Zionists in the Ashkenazi faction of the Jews, which were the Eastern European Jews, they were dead set on Palestine and would accept no other option, because to them it wasn't so much about Jews just having a nation. It could have been Madagascar, it could have been whatever. They just wanted a nation. No, they wanted the fulfillment of the prophecy, the return to Israel of the Jews to build the third temple, to bring in the Messiah, their Messiah. So there was this contention, and the Zionist movement in Europe originally was just a nationalistic movement for the Jews, but it was co-opted or taken over, or the entire movement was subsumed under the Eastern European Ashkenazi Zionist idea of retaking Israel and rebuilding the Third Temple, which, again, that's why you see all the Orthodox Jews with the sign saying, you know, not every Jew is a Zionist, and Zionism is antithetical to Judaism, because under a different, more traditional interpretation of the prophecies and the scriptures is that, you know, it shouldn't be a human endeavor to return to Israel. It's supposed to be like a divine intervention that returns all the Jews to Israel. It's not supposed to be like a political movement of a bunch of people on their own volition returning. It's supposed to be like Jews are compelled by God to return, and that it's got to be some sort of divine signal that they're getting. So that's why you see the Orthodox Jews being against Zionism. Yeah, Judaism rejects Zionism in the state of Israel, basically being like, this is a creation of man. It's supposed to be a creation of God. So yeah, there's a lot of factionalism within Judaism, obviously, like any religion. It's just maybe a little bit more pertinent because of the geopolitical implications of some of these beliefs. So it's a fascinating and very deep subject that I feel like I know a lot about, but when you look into it, you're like, oh man, I'm just barely scratching the surface. This goes real deep with a lot of different, you know, concerns and all sorts of things. And again, when you talk about the birth of Zionism and the first Aliyah, it had to do with Jewish socialists in the Russian Empire being expelled and having pogroms against them. And so they all fled to Israel in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And it was all of the, you know, communist socialist Jews from Eastern Europe that went down to land in Palestine. They built the kibbutz system, and basically it was the first time that these ideas, these sort of economic ideas that Karl Marx wrote down, but there were a bunch of other thinkers, you know, contributing as well. It was the first time they were actually put into practice, and they created, and it turns out that socialism, communism kind of works if you have like a very homogenous and very small group of people like a kibbutz, then it can work. And so they took what they learned by setting up kibbutzes in Israel. And when the revolution in Russia happened, they all returned to Russia to, you know, put these ideas into motion on the national level rather than just the small time kibbutzes. Yeah, all of this is, again, very interesting and very, well, it's not very well known when you're talking about communism or the Soviet Union or like any of these things. This doesn't get talked about as much as it deserves, since it played such a central role in all of that. Thank you for the call, Jake. Let's go to Frank in Alabama now. Frank, the Frankist, Alabama. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Like I was telling the call screener when I called in, I'm like, let's get down to the real issue here. What are we going to do when they steal the election? Because we all know they're not going to give up their power. We all know that most of the Republican Party is, you know, part of the deep state. And we all know, because their buddy Zelensky, you know, declared martial law because of the war, these demons are not going to give up their power. So what are we really going to do the day after the election when they call it for Kamala? That's my question.
Well, that's a good question. I don't really know if I have an answer. I mean, we can game plan it out. Like, obviously, there's the preventative measures we can take now. You can volunteer. You can volunteer to be a poll watcher. You can go to Trump's Agenda 45 website and become a volunteer for them in order to not just get out the vote, but be there to observe and not let them get away with the shenanigans that they pulled last time. But the problem is,
they will try
with mail-in ballots.
I'm sorry,
you know, they've made it non-falsifiable, right? So they've made it to where the ballots are being counted. You have no way to verify whether or not it's a legitimate ballot. Even a recount, we'll just count that same ballot again. It doesn't mean it's legitimate. So they've fundamentally broken our election system to where it cannot be trusted anymore, because we cannot be certain where these votes are coming from or who's actually casting them. So if they cheat to win, what do we do then? Or if they cheat and don't win, or just, you know, Trump comes out on top, we know they're going to activate their militias. We know they're going to activate their Antifa, Black Lives Matter, whatever. They're going to riot. They're going to burn down cities. And if Trump supporters do anything to fight back, they're going to probably declare martial law and try to tamp down on everybody. And if Trump gets into office, then they'll just ratchet up even more. And if he tries to stop it by sending out the National Guard, they'll say he's a despot and he's, you know, sicking the military on the American people, which is obviously exactly what they want to do. But if Trump tries to do it to actually protect American people from rioting hordes of black-clad communists, then, you know, they'll try to impeach him or imprison him or, you know, overthrow him that way. They hold a lot of the cards right now. It is worth it to remember that we do have the Second Amendment. And if, you know, they really do try to just blatantly steal the election and launch a nationwide coup, they're going to have a fight on their hands. And I pray it doesn't come to that point. But that is a mitigating factor. Like, I wonder, I'd almost want to see, like what's happening right now. Who's the character? There's a character in, like, Marvel movies or something where they can see all the potential timelines. Is it like Doctor Strange? He sees all the potential timelines and he's like, there's one where we have victory. I have a feeling that's where they're at, where they have this big AI machine and they're running simulations and they're changing different aspects to see what the outcome is. And they're trying to find the exact timeline that doesn't end up with the American people killing them all with our guns, right? They're just like, okay, well, what if we try this? And it's like, okay, eventually down the line and Americans rise up and kill you all with their guns. All right, let's try different. What if we do it this way? And the Americans rise up and kill you all with their guns. So that's where they are right now. That's their paradigm, is they're running AI simulations of all the various ways to control and or eradicate us. And they're trying to find out how to do it without kicking off the Second American Revolution. So that's what they're trying to do. What are your suggestions, Frank? What do we do about the potentiality and almost inevitability of the fact that they're going to steal the election or, like, spark a civil war if Trump wins the election? I mean, that's how crazy these people are, and they're not shy about admitting it. They are telling us what their plans are. We know what their plans are. They're going to withhold intelligence reports from Donald Trump. They're Trump-proofing budgets, right? So they're putting things in place to disallow the executive branch from, you know, exerting his power over anybody. What do you suggest we do, Frank?
My whole point, Trump can get 110 million votes, and then the demons will get 120 million. You see, they are not going to give up power without something major happening. It's just not going to happen. Look at world history. I mean, you know, communism, you know, we've been toying with communism since, obviously, you know, the Russian Revolution. There's always been communists in our government. There's always been a communist party. And now they have their chance to get their hooks on the total prize, the gold medal, which is United States of America. And I don't believe they're going to give up without bloodshed. And believe me, I don't want that to happen. I am praying that does not happen. But they are not going to give up power. And that's the part that really scares not so much me, but I fear for my children and my grandchildren, the stinking country that they're going to be left with. Because this is not going to end well. And the only way it does end well, if our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ intervenes, that's it. I think we're on a precipice of something big in world history happening in the United States of America. And at the trajectory we're going now, we're not going to see 250 years as a free country. Unless God intervenes in this election and changes the hearts and souls of these people that are hell-bent on destroying this country, we're going to be reaping the whirlwind. And that's just the honest truth. I hate to say it, but unless God intervenes in this country and breaks people's hearts for what we've done, we're going to, you know, disappear like the Roman Empire. Mm. And that's just a sad reality of the whole thing. I hope I'm wrong. I'm not a prophet, son of a prophet, but, you know, I have, you know, studied a lot of history, church history, you know, human history, and humans are on a hell-bent path to just destroy themselves. It's always been that way. And we're doing a stinking good job of it right now. So I just want to plead with people to pray. Pray that this doesn't happen, because they don't know what they're asking for. This will be horrific. And that's just my comment.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with you, and sort of the saddest part is knowing that, like, for most Americans, they really don't care. And it's like, you know, it's not the stealing the election that they're going to get upset about. It's the Trump supporters mad that the election was stolen. That's going to be the inconvenience for them. It's just like, if you would just shut up and let the people take us over, then we wouldn't, it wouldn't be such a big deal. We wouldn't have to be bothered with it so much. I mean, there really is that aspect of, like, the media gave them 4 years of good feelings by reporting positively on everything Trump or everything Kamala and Biden have been doing for the past 4 years. And even though Trump didn't actually cause any problems and there weren't actually any legitimate scandals during his time, there was a constant feed of anxiety from the media over Trump and his supporters, constant fear, constant anxiety, constant stress. And that's what, and it's like Stockholm syndrome, where it's like, just do what they say and everything will be easier. Just submit to them and they'll let you be happy and prosperous. But if you keep fighting them, you're the bad one. You're the bad one for opposing them. You're the bad one for being mad that they're stealing your election. You're the one causing trouble because you won't just shut up and allow the takeover to happen. And that's why I agree with you about the fact that God needs to intervene, because it's like, what can solve these people's, what can fix these people's brains? Like, what can awaken them to the reality of the situation that we're in? If they're not awake already, I don't have a lot of hope that they can ever wake up. The good news is we have literally seen God intervene already in this regard. He already saved Trump from assassination through miraculous intervention. I don't know how you could see that assassination attempt to come to any other conclusion. So, I mean, we'll have to see. Just be prepared for all eventualities. And God willing, it never, you know, gets to a point where blood is being shed. But if it does come to that point, make sure it's not your blood. Be training, be preparing, be coordinating with people behind the scenes. Just don't make it public. Don't be loud about it. Don't broadcast your plans. Just be ready. Just be ready if and when we need to take to the streets. I pray it never happens. But look at what's going on in the UK. Look at what's going on anywhere else in the world where these people get power. They systematically destroy your country. They weaponize every institution towards the singular goal of deracinating, destroying, impoverishing, surveilling, and imprisoning anybody standing up against them. So we still have the Second Amendment. We still have the First Amendment. And if they attempt to take those away in a real way, then like Trump said in 2016, it'll be your last chance.
I want to tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements. Because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up. And it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names, they get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you. And we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product. And then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup. And I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, the attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Your phone calls once again. We do have some videos I want to play. Video, the DNC. Again, it's just, I don't even know if it's worth it to like talk about how absurd everything they say is, but like when they talk about jobs, nothing they say is true. Just nothing at all. 100% of the jobs created since pandemic have gone to foreign-born Americans. Native-born Americans have lost hundreds of thousands, if not millions of jobs since then. Every report that comes out about employment or about the economy has to get revised several months later to be not quite as good as they said it was. And whether it's inflation or the jobless numbers, like just everything is cooked, everything is fraudulent. And they seem to just barrel on regardless. So let's go now to this video. Apparently, U.S. jobs reports was revised down by 818,000. Overall, this is real bad. Let's watch.
15,000 fewer jobs. This is basically the government's overstated the amount of people in the workforce. And even when you look under this, manufacturing was down 115,000 people. So this is a revision down, a significant revision down, the largest in 15 years that we've seen. And it basically says that the government has now overstated the amount of people who are working in this workforce. It shows weakness in the job markets over the past year that we didn't realize was there, but now we know is there. So again, 818,000 overall jobs down, manufacturing down 115,000 in this. And if you just wrote construction down 45,000. So these numbers are huge numbers in revisions down. Bill?
We need perspective. You do the math, it's 68,000 per month. How significant is that?
Right. Yeah, 68,000 per month could swing. You know, what was the last jobs report? 115,000, if my memory serves me. But it could. This is a huge swing. It's a huge chunk of jobs that would no longer be in the workforce related to this. The perspective is that this economy is much weaker than they thought. The markets will look at this and they'll be able to say, hey, the consumer isn't quite as strong as we thought they were because not as many people have jobs. That means not as many people are spending money. And the those consumers, it's 70% of the economy moving forward, 70% of the economy growth is related to consumer spending. Okay. And when you take some of that away, a lot of that away, that means you have fewer people spending. And it's a more realistic look right now at how the economy is performing. And more realistically, it's not performing as well on the job side as we.
Yeah, not performing as well. More than 28% of Americans are searching for new jobs, the highest rate in a decade. Again, just the only option, the only question you have to ask is it on purpose? Is it even possible to mess up this much, this continuously for this long? It's on purpose. It's all on purpose, folks. And again, all of the jobs that they talk about creating have gone to foreigners, have gone to non-Americans, whether that's H-1B visa recipients or illegal immigrants. The American people have lost hundreds of thousands. No, not just like no gain. They've lost them. They've lost hundreds of thousands of jobs, while millions of jobs have gone to non-Americans in a deliberate dispossession, in a deliberate campaign of dispossession of the American people. And a big giveaway of everything, of your birthright to foreigners. And we go to now clip number four. This is Michelle Obama sort of driving this point home. Let's watch.
All of our contributions deserve to be accepted and valued. Because no one has a monopoly on what it means to be an American. No one.
No one has a monopoly on what it means to be an American. No, the American people have a monopoly on who we are. This is why it makes no sense when, like, you've got headlines now where it's like, the great thing about the Democratic National Convention is the return of liberal patriotism. Because they handed out a bunch of USA signs for people to wave. No, they don't believe America is a thing. They don't believe it exists. They don't believe that there's any distinction between an American or anybody else in the world. It's a classic meme. I'm proud to be an American. Well, what's an American? Anybody of any race, color, creed, any from any country, anywhere in the world. They're all American. It's like, so you're proud to what? Exist? You're proud to... What does it even mean to you to be an American? Nothing, apparently. Apparently the person who just crossed the border from Mexico, whose family's never set foot in America, apparently they're just as American as you and me. But more so, even. Like, it sounds crazy. It sounds like a dystopian novel or Idiocracy or something. I know it sounds crazy. But you've got the one of two major political parties in this country whose entire policy agenda is the destruction of the country. I know it sounds crazy, but like that's what they do. That's all that they do. Every one of their programs is designed to disadvantage, disempower, and dispossess the American people for the benefit of everybody else. I know it sounds crazy, but like they're not shy about this. It's not speculation. I'm not putting words in their mouth. You just listen to them. And whether it's illegal immigration, or killing your babies, or redistributing your wealth, welfare programs, handouts to foreigners who arrived yesterday, plus all of the billions of dollars it takes just to process these people, their entire program is universally focused on dispossessing and destroying the American people. One of the two major parties in our country, their stated intended goal is to essentially eradicate the American identity itself. It's just not going to exist anymore. It essentially doesn't exist now. At this point, being a citizen is a disadvantage. Being hardworking is a disadvantage. Doing things right and behaving morally, you are putting yourself at a disadvantage. Our entire civilization now is set up increasingly so to make it easier and to provide benefits for people who contribute nothing, never built anything. They want everybody starting out at zero. They don't want anybody inheriting intergenerational wealth. They want no demographic blocks of any, you know, substantialness, right? They want everybody being a, they just want the whole population being a confused cacophony of different languages and different traditions and different ideas, everybody at odds with one another, no cohesion, because then you can't stand up against them. Okay? If they can keep you separated and contained in your little gulags, fighting with everybody else and amongst yourself, then you can never come together to oppose them. That's their intended design. And to achieve this, they have to destroy America, Western Europe in particular, our history, and as they see it, the white race itself. That is the problem. That is the issue that has to be destroyed. Even though anybody asks, anybody who's actually thought about this, is anything going to get better? Is anything better anywhere in the world where these things have been achieved? The answer is, of course, no. Your phone calls on the other side. Stay with us.
I'm in a paradox or a catch-22. If I sat here and tried to tell you all the things that have been done to InfoWars, it distracts us from the attacks the globalists are carrying out against America and the people of the world. But at the same time, if I don't tell you what's happening to us, you won't know how desperate the situation is. It's a paradox. But the enemy wants to attack us, they admit, to drag us off of our mission, exposing their operations at such a critical time. So I'm just going to say this. We're in the fight against the New World Order. We stand with you because I know my children are going to grow up in a world with your children. If they have any future, your children have to have a future. So we're brothers and sisters in this. And I need your support. I'm humbly asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. And this could be the last run. We're very close to being shut down. If people come through and support us, we'll survive if it's God's will. But we have Vitamineral Fusion. We have this incredible 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc. It's so amazing for your immune system and body. It's back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. This could be your last chance to get these products. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these products, because without your support, we are going to be shut down. Plus, these are really amazing products. So I humbly thank you for all your past support. And regardless of what happens, we've fought as hard as we could. We never gave up. We never backed down. But really, this is a symbiotic relationship. We bring you hardcore information, game-changing info, and you support us, keep us on the air. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now in what could be your last chance to get these three products. that are finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, vitamin C, vitamin infusion, now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming at Real Alex Jones on X.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the American Journal, final segment of today's broadcast. I want to go to a video by Ian Carroll laying out some of the suspicious circumstances around a yacht sinking off the coast of Sicily. The latest from Business Insiders, divers found four bodies in Mike Lynch's sunken superyacht. Four bodies were found in the shipwreck of luxury superyacht off Sicily's coast. Six people, including the British tech tycoon Mike Lynch, are missing. Two bodies were discovered in the hole behind mattresses and two others inside the yacht. In the instant I saw this story, I had my own suspicions. But Ian Carroll does a great job of laying out just an overview of some of the people involved and some of their suspicious connections. Let's go now to that video again. This is Ian Carroll posting this on X. Let's watch.
So we might be witnessing the CIA taking over this crazy AI tech company, or these might all just be crazy coincidences. You tell me. Last night, some freak waterspout tornado sank this luxury yacht off the coast of Sicily. And on board was Mike Lynch, who's been called the Bill Gates of the UK. We'll get to him in just a second. But also on board was Jonathan Bloomer, the international chair of Morgan Stanley, one of the biggest banks in the world. He was apparently really good friends with Mike Lynch. And Mike Lynch just beat like this multi-year super big fraud trial that he got extradited to the US for. He had a 0.5% chance of acquittal, and he got it. And there's a whole other mysterious death related to the exact same company and trial that we'll get to in just a second. But Mike Lynch founded this company called Autonomy that he sold to HP for a bunch of money, like $11.7 billion worth of money. But then immediately HP had to write off $8.8 billion of that value. And they claimed that Mike was fudging the books and overvaluing the company in a big way. And they accused him of fraud. This was all the way back in 2011. And first he beat it in the UK courts, and then they extradited him to the US, or they charged him in the US, and it went on for years in the US. And then he was throwing a victory party with all of his lawyers and his buddies in the chair of Morgan Stanley. And then that boat they were having their party on, like weeks after this trial, got hit by this crazy freak waterspout. But first, what autonomy does is super interesting. It operates what's called an intelligent data operating layer, which allows for search and processing of text taken from both structured data and unstructured human information, including email and mobile data, whether it originates from databases, or audio, video, text files, or streams. They call it meaning-based computing. So if I'm reading that right, that means that this is an AI surveillance software that can process video and live streams and audio and analyze it and surveil it. Obviously, just for the greater good, just for like running ads, just totally harmless technology. Can't imagine who would be interested in that technology. So on June 6th of this year, they were found not guilty on all charges. And then his co-defendant, Chamberlain, who of this company, he got struck by a car while he was out running and died. I presume he wasn't going to be on this boat trip, so he just happened to get hit by a car. And since he had left the main company, Autonomy, in 2012, he'd been working at their like subsidiary spinoff, this cybersecurity firm called Dark Trace. That's ominous. What's that all about? Dark Trace uses an unsupervised machine learning, AI, to build intrinsic patterns of life for a network. So they'd establish, like, what does this network normally act like? And that way they can detect cyber threats and hackers that are changing the normal state of that network. And they claimed that it had the capability to defend against zero-day attacks. If you don't know about hacking and cybersecurity, a zero-day attack is when a hacker finds a weakness in some code of anything, like your phone, your car, your programs, your computer, whatever. And because no one's ever found that weakness before, it's called a zero-day weakness. And they can exploit it to hack you. And that's how basically all cybersecurity hacks and leaks happen these days. And there's no defense against them until they get exposed, and then they can patch them. But this claims to be able to defend against them before they've been used. That would make all cyber weapons obsolete if that worked in its totality. I'm sure it's not perfect, but the CIA has a lot of cyber weapons they're just sitting on. Israel, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Russia, everyone's got whole caches of zero-day exploits that they have stashed up, ready to fight each other with if we go to cyber war. That's how all the hacks you've been hearing about happen, is by people exploiting zero-day attacks in the infrastructure, in the phones, in the cars, whatever it is. Those are zero days. And I don't know how to be conclusive about this, but there was evidence that they were trying to be taken over by kind of like the Wall Street cabal. Short sellers were attacking the company. There were hedge funds trying to take them over. Thoma Bravo, never heard of them. Looked them up, not a lot about them. But in my cursory search, I did find that they were responsible for funding part of FTX and got accused of being a part of that whole show. I have long suspected that FTX had ties to intelligence and was not what it seemed, but I don't know. So anyways, once they get rid of the Dark Trace guy with the car, allegedly, I don't know, I'm just making it up at this point, but he dies in a car crash. And then a random tornado waterspout sinks this luxury yacht, but it's not like they were out in rough waters. They were anchored about a half mile from the port of Porticello, and there was other boats all around them. According to the captain of a nearby boat, they steadied their ship using their motors, and then after the storm had passed, they looked back and noticed that the other ship behind them was gone. So they went and rescued some of the people, and they called in the Coast Guard. Crew members are out speculating about how this yacht went down off of the coast after it had just crossed the frickin' Atlantic all over some crazy choppy seas. Doesn't really make sense. 15 people were rescued. Most of them were the yacht's crew. Almost all of the yacht's crew were rescued, except for, I think, the chef, hope, maybe. And the other, like, 15, 17 people were all the important people that did not make it. And, like, genuine tragedy. Like, the dude and his daughter are not found. His wife is in hospital right now, and she is dealing with the fact that she'll probably never see her family again. Like, genuine condolences to the people that lost loved ones here. And to be clear, I don't know if this is a conspiracy or not. It's just weird, like super weird. And it fits a playbook of high power tech startups and companies that develop some piece of really important software, and intelligence agencies want that and they'll go to any lengths to get it. If you don't know about the Promise software, look up the Promise software. That connects to Epstein. That connects to the Octopus Murders documentaries on Netflix. This is not the first time this would have happened, if that's what happened. Shout out to my boy Welp for bringing this to my attention. Those GameStoppers are like bloodhounds in the financial world, and they got their nose on the trail. So obviously, the story's still developing. They're still searching the water. The wreckage is deep enough. It's going to take them a few days to figure out what's in the boat at the bottom, what's going on. I don't know. All I know is that if you think that only God can make weather and water spouts and tornadoes happen, you might want to look up HARP, maybe with a Tor browser or something, if you care about your internet data footprint. I don't know. I'm going to keep my eyes peeled. You guys tell me if you got any leads, because this is kind of wild. And I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah, I don't really know what to make of it either. That was Ian Carroll at Cancel Cloco, Cancel C-L-O-C-O on X, giving a very thorough breakdown overview of exactly who these people were and the lawsuit they were involved in. Look, you have this major lawsuit about this high-tech surveillance AI. Two members of the lawsuit die within a month of each other, both from freak accidents. Yeah, I'm a little suspicious. Color me a little bit suspicious on all of this. The rescue attempts, I guess, continue, but it's not expected that any more survivors will be pulled, unfortunately. And again, I mean, this might be nothing, but as we look more into it and investigate more into these companies, again, think about what these people are willing to do. Think about the fact that they're willing to start literal wars to get their way. Killing somebody, they'll kill millions of people. They don't care. They don't care. When you're talking about billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars, yeah, they'll kill a family or two who are in the way. Divers find four bodies. Yeah, they're not expecting to find any more surviving people, although miracles do happen. There could be air pockets in the ship where people could survive for weeks, potentially. It's not that big of a boat. Should be found soon. That's going to do it for us, folks. Remember to go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here. Stay tuned. Alex Jones begins in 90 seconds. InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air and in the fight. Be prepared for whatever comes next. InfoWarsStore.com, and we'll be back tomorrow morning.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come up with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said, it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said, 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months, back in stock, is 95% curcuminoid. And it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day, but she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take three or four, would give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back. She said, this is lower milligrams. I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big four horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get t-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.